Greg Arnold has been a fly fishing guide in New Orleans for almost 20 years.
I fish from the Biloxi Marsh out of Hopedale all the way to Venice south and all the way west to Cocotry.
The Biloxi Marsh, the mouth of the Mississippi River, places with 2 to 5 feet of water, usually near the Gulf, are the ideal spots where Arnold leads his customers, recreational fly fishermen and women, all of them visitors to New Orleans, who Arnold has accumulated over the years by relentlessly promoting his business.
I catch great big redfish. That's what I'm known for. That's the reason why everybody comes. At least that's why they come to fish with me. I know where them boys live. And, of course, we're catch and release. Those big fish aren't good to eat. They're just good to take pictures of.
Hanging in Arnold's kitchen is a painting of one such redfish, all 42 pounds of it, one of his 7 world record catches. Leading recreational fly fishing trips is Arnold's job, but the past 9 months have been hard.
I've really been hurt this year, financially especially. 17 days after the oil spill, I had 57 cancellations. I had people call me and ask me if the levees around New Orleans was going to hold the oil back.
Arnold's customers are busy professionals who book their fishing trips to New Orleans months in advance. So even the perception of a problem or uncertainty about the Gulf's future is enough for Arnold's customers to cancel a trip.
I'm down about 70%. And we just haven't been able to get it turned around to where people are wanting to come here. I have some pity business where I send out an email and they say, well, how's the fish? And I say, okay, you should come on down if you got time.
Despite his increased marketing, Arnold's livelihood was crippled by the BP oil spill. Facing all those cancellations, he filed a claim with BP. Arnold has been using the same accountant for decades, and he keeps excellent tax records, so...
When I went to file my claim with the BP Claim Center in May, I was told that I was the most complete of any applicant at that time.
Arnold picked up a check the next day, something to get him by, and he was told his case would go to Big Claims Review and that he'd likely be getting a check every month. That didn't happen.
Well, I didn't get a check the next month or the next month or the next month or and even the next month. And then I got another check, no explanation, just a check in the mail. And so I'd already given up hope.
Out of frustration and confusion, and once the claims process was handed over to Ken Feinberg, the government-appointed administrator of the BP Deepwater Horizon Disaster Victim Compensation Fund, Arnold decided to hire legal counsel.
The amount of paperwork that they had required and the questions that they had asked, I have a college degree. But I needed to go back to school for a little bit before I could fill all those things out and feel comfortable with my answers. So I got an attorney.
Arnold says that though he's not comfortable with his financial situation, now that he has an attorney, he is comfortable with his part of the claims process. But at 62 years old, it's the future he's really uncomfortable with.
I'm not going to go learn how to make widgets or sell widgets. But I got game at what I do. I'm good at what I do. And I enjoy what I do. The only problem I have is, can I do what I do long enough to sustain myself for the rest of my life? I'm physically able to work a lot longer. I just don't know if I'm going to have the habitat.
And the fate of that habitat is something no lawyer nor compensation check can remedy. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.